The drug buying agency Pharmax says funding new medicines is still out of reach, despite the government's latest cash injection. It's getting an extra $1.7 billion over 4 years, but Pharmax chief executive Sarah Fitt says it's not enough, or it's just enough to keep the agency going. She joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Morena, Corin.
Why? $1.7 billion sounds like a lot of money. Why is this only going to keep you at a sort of a standstill?
It is a lot of money. So really, this is giving us the ongoing funding for decisions that were made as part of Budget 22. So we had two uplifts in Budget 22, so $191 million over 2 years in the budget, and then another $66 million in November 22. And those decisions were time-limited to take us to Budget 24. Also, during that period, the funding for COVID vaccine and COVID treatments have moved into our budget. So we always knew that come Budget 24, we would need to secure ongoing funding for the medicines that we already fund.
Right. Is that why there seems to be a discrepancy between what Labor said it was going to increase your funding by to meet those costs and what the current government says? So they've gone with, it's now $400
million. Yeah, that's partly the difference. There's about $165 million for COVID vaccine and treatments, but also as part of this uplift, there's an allowance for some funding, some additional new medicines. So we're consulting at the moment on a couple of proposals, so some treatments for myeloma and also the continuous glucose monitors. So we'd already started those processes, and this uplift gives us some additional funding to sort of finish those processes.
So are you paying for COVID vaccines as well as rat tests, are you? I mean, all that sort of stuff.
Not rat tests.
Okay.
This is the COVID vaccine and then the treatments that are used to give to patients if they become unwell with COVID. So that was previously funded through the COVID budget funding. And that funding transferred to us at the beginning of this financial year. So this secures the ongoing funding for vaccine and treatments and also all the medicines that we already currently fund.
Okay, so to be clear, if you are to fund the 13 cancer drugs which National promised in the election campaign, you're going to have quite a bit more money on top of this.
So there's obviously a separate budget bid process going on around funding for new medicines, which will presumably be announced on budget day. So the announcement yesterday was really about securing funding for the treatments that we already fund. And as I said, that small amount extra for the continuous glucose monitors and the myeloma treatments.
Okay. What impact is the, or if any yet, is this new process whereby MedSafe approvals, you can start assessing things at the same time? So is that having an impact on your funding? Because, you know, you've been criticised a lot in the past about your list and a lot of drugs sort of languishing on that list, and by the time they get to being funded, they're too old.
So we had that process, the parallel assessment that you're talking about. We've had that in place for a while already for medicines for rare disorders and for a couple of years for cancer medicines. So we started off with those particular groups. What we've done now is extend that all medicines. So basically, once a company submits their application to MedSafe, they can submit it to us and we can start that assessment process. So that certainly will help speed up the assessment process. But as far as the medicines getting funded, that comes back to the budget question, how much money have we got available?
Well, no, doesn't it come back to priorities? Because it means that if you're going to have more choices to make, aren't you? If you have more drugs coming through being assessed more quickly instead of languishing on that list.
Well, the list is the medicines that have been assessed. So the medicines that we're assessing don't get onto that list till we've completed the assessment.
Oh, okay.
So we now can make the assessment go more quickly. So in theory, the list could get longer because we can't actually get rid of the list until we have the funding.
Well, you don't
want
that, though, do you? Because, I mean, the medicines groups out there are arguing that the list's already far too long and that by the time... Yeah, some of those medicines make it to being funded, they're too old.
Well, that comes around to the budget question, the funding, how much money we have to fund new medicines.
So it's just simply a case of funding. Now, would you agree with the criticism that we are at the bottom of the OECD when it comes to funding medicines?
Well, I think it's always... Yeah, we would like to fund more medicines. I mean, it's fair to say that we do pay lower prices for some medicines, so you can't always compare across countries. But there is no doubt there is always more medicines that we would fund, and we would love to be able to fund them. But that comes down to how much funding is made.
Well, let me put it a different way. What are we spending as a percentage of GDP compared to what other countries are spending? It's quite a bit lower, isn't it?
It is quite a bit lower for medicines. Yeah, I think our health spend is comparable, but our medicine spend is definitely lower. Yeah.
So this is a structural issue. This has been this way for a long time.
Yes, I think it's we've always historically had a low spending on medicines. But I would also add that for some medicines we do pay lower prices. So you can't just compare spend. We need to look at what medicines we're accessing, what outcomes we're providing. But yes, we certainly would like to be able to fund more medicines that are sitting on our options.
Forgive me if this sounds like a silly question, but if we were to have a more unlimited pool of money, would that harm your ability to negotiate with these drug companies if they think we've got...
We would have to work through that, yeah. So certainly what we've done in the past is before there's any budget announcements, we try and negotiate prices before any announcements are made, because that way, as soon as somebody knows you've got a lot more money, the price will go up. So yeah, that's how we've managed it in the past, that we would want to negotiate pricing before necessarily budget announcements become public.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Just finally, I mean, is that so we don't want to look like we've got too much money? Has that been hard? I mean, is there a danger, though, that ends up becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy?
No, I don't think so, because I think, you know, that there's a gap that we want to fund. But I think you have to look at the whole health system, and that's the job for government to decide what their priorities are across all areas that want more funding. And there's always a lot of demands on both health. So you're always making trade-offs against workforce, building new hospitals, medicines. Those are difficult decisions that people have
to make. Look, just finally, because look, every day there will be an advocacy group arguing, and it's often heartbreaking hearing stories of people who cannot get access to cancer medicines, all sorts of medicines, which you aren't funding and other countries are. Is there anything you can change within your existing budget to address those issues for people?
Well, no, because we want to fund these medicines. I mean, I hear all these stories. I spent a day yesterday listening to stories. We want to fund these medicines, but it comes down to how much budget we've got. So that's a decision that's for the government. We will spend the money. Rest assured, if we're given more funding, we will spend it. That's not a problem.
All right. Thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Pharmax Chief Executive Sarah Fitt. It is 27 minutes to 8.